It is time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got a comment you'd like to make, a question you'd like to ask, or you just like to tell us something about something you like or don't like. It doesn't matter. We just love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us, as many of you have, by sending emails to comments@kaxe.org. You can send them directly to me by sending them to Jay Latimer, that's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. You can write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And you can call our TalkBack line, and that number is 9999-876. It doesn't matter how you do it. We love to hear from you, and we have heard from a number of you this week, including a good friend of mine, Libby, and Libby and her friend Dick live up, have a cabin up on Wabana Lake. And I used to, when I delivered the mail, I always enjoyed bringing packages down to their house because the drive was so interesting. There's this patch of sunflowers. I think they were called thin-leaved sunflowers. At any rate, I'd never seen them anywhere else before. And there they were along the drive going into Libby and Dick's place. And they sent me a picture of a plant that I had not seen that they came across in that same forest. It's a really, really rich forest. It's sugar maple, yellow birch, basswood, and just a whole colony, a whole collection of a very rich sweet-soiled forest. And in the middle of that, they found a plant called maple leaf goosefoot. And you should look it up. It's kind of an interesting plant. The flower's not overly spectacular, but the leaves are structured quite nicely, do look a little bit like maple. And it's one of those plants that I have not seen before, so I was pretty excited to hear about that. They said, found this plant on Arrowhead Road. Are you familiar with it? I guess it's rare. Thanks. And I guess it's rare as well, because I had not seen it before. That doesn't, I guess, overall make it entirely rare, but it certainly was pretty exciting for me to see it. Yeah, and then we heard last week, just at the end of our program, from Peter Pearson. And Peter is has been a member of KAXE for a while and has lived in many areas around the country, including Alaska and Arizona, and now lives just south of Kansas City. And he said, we just got up here last night, and being a bit quiet about it, we're aware it is a luxury to take this time to be up here during this COVID-19. This morning I got up and put on the coffee and found the little radio with the broken antenna and a piece of wire as a makeshift repair that was that the last bunch of family had put away in some back cupboard. And I found KBXE, clear as a bell. And he said, you touched me this morning during the 9 a.m. time devoted to birds. Harry, I believed, noted that the eastern wood peewees are still calling. I heard them every morning and evening on our acre in the far southern reaches of the Kansas City suburbs. And yesterday at 6 a.m., pausing as we packed the car, noted to Suzanne to listen. It's still calling here on August 10th. And that we hear up here in our cabin in northern Minnesota. It served to keep me connected to the place the last couple of years. Oh, I feel a piece of writing coming on. And he goes on to talk about the red-eyed vireo and some other birds. Just overall, a really nice note from Peter. And we were really lucky to have connections with him. He once gave me a ride in his ambulance. I remember telling him, hey, I know what I'm paying for this ride. I want the siren on. They turned the siren on for like 2 seconds. So, Peter, glad you're back in the country, and it's good to hear from you. Thanks for your note. And we also heard this week from our good friends, the Newstocks, and that would be Axel and Ruth and Pearl. And they had this note for us for this week.
Hi, this is Axel
and Pearl Newstock.
This week we saw lots of berries and fruits.
Light green berries with red speckles on Canada Mayflower.
Red bunch berries.
Blueberries on blue bead lily.
A red berry hanging off of a trillium.
Doll's eyes or white baneberry.
Do not eat doll's eyes.
We also saw red baneberries.
Green fruit of the Jack in the Pulpit.
Red rose hips.
For flowers, we saw lots of goldenrod.
And spotted touch-me-not. Their seeds are starting to pop and taste like popcorn.
Two pairs of trumpeter swans were chasing each other and making lots of noise.
And we saw a funnel spider in its web. Have a good week.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, lots of berries out there. They're right in the doll's eye bane berries. You don't want to eat those. Of course, you don't want to eat the blue bead lily berries. There's lots of berries out there you shouldn't eat. As Ralph Wiggum says, these berries taste like burning, and I've eaten some of those burning berries, and I don't recommend it. It may not kill you, but it'll make you sorry you ever thought about it. The doll's eye baneberry is kind of an interesting thing because you have two baneberries. You have the regular red baneberry, and you have doll's eye baneberry, and they're not the same plant. But the red baneberry can put out a white berry that looks like the fruit of the doll's eye baneberry. And the difference is the structure that holds the fruit to the plant. The doll's eye baneberry has the species name Pachypodi. And Pachypodi means elephant's foot. And it refers to the thickness of the structure holding the berry. So if you come across the true doll's eye baneberry, the structure holding the berry to the plant is going to be quite thick, much thicker than the red baneberry, which, as I said, can also have white berries. So if you see a baneberry and it has white berries, look at how the berry is attached to the plant. If it's a thin little thread, it's probably red baneberry with white berries. And if it's got a nice, thick, heavy stem holding it to the plant, then it is probably the true doll's eye baneberry. And I don't know that I have ever seen the true doll's eye baneberry here. I have looked, and I know the difference, but I haven't run across any with the Pachypodi type branch holding the berry to the plant. Doesn't matter what color it is, red or white. It is filled with calcium oxalate, and it is nothing you'd want to put in your mouth. You'd only do that once, I guarantee you. It wouldn't kill you, but as I said, it would make you very sorry that you had done so. It would be a long time before you forgot that experience.
Here, this came in, John. Just a little surprise phenology for you.
Okay.
They taste like burning.
I've often thought that should be a t-shirt.
And yeah. I eated the purple berries. Poor Ralph Wiggum.
Yeah. I eated the purple berries. That was a great takeoff, I think, on Lord of the Flies.
Okay.
The kids end up on an island and they're all busy trying to get things organized.
You never know what you're going to hear when you tune in to KEXE, KBXE.
That's true. That is entirely true. We heard from Ed Dallas this morning, and Ed ran across a little tiny milkweed tiger moth. He said it was the size of a flax seed, which is not very big. And he said they were all over the milkweeds in his neighborhood. And speaking of Ed Dallas and Dallas Hudson found a milkweed plant with 9 pods on it, and someone else posted a picture of a milkweed plant with 10 pods on them. And I guess the race is on, so see if you can find a milkweed plant with lots of pods on it. It's unusual because the pollination of the pod is quite difficult, and so it takes a bit of luck for them to get pollinated and to become pods. So to see nine on a plant is pretty good luck for a milkweed. That's our talkback segment for this morning. Thanks for tuning in for that.